The American dream is a concept that has been drilled into me my entire life. Coming from immigrant parents, they have always hounded me on the notion that I have access to opportunities people like them could only dream of. It's something I have so many opportunities anyone classified as an American citizen does. Nobody really appreciates the fact until you meet some people that can't do certain things simply because of their legal status here in the United States. You get access to a vast number of resources that I believe are highly coveted privileges in other countries. You don't truly appreciate the things you have until you meet someone that doesn't even have access to it. I always thought education was something every child was forced to endure. Sadly, it's not. It's a prize for many in the lottery of life. When I was 11, I got to live in Mexico for about a year. To this day, I cherish the experience. That has influenced me profoundly. At the time, I thought my mother had ruined my life by making me live in the middle of nowhere, even though it was for a family medical emergency. This excursion made me truly appreciate what I had, as well as the people in my life. My entire life has been filled with stories about people in my family or friends, a family who couldn't get access to education because they had other responsibilities, such as taking care of their brothers and sisters, something that is common in Mexico, especially in the rural areas. Having lived in Mexico for a year, I got to experience the education system in the small pueblo my mother had grew up in. In the local elementary school that I attended, there were only 3 teachers, and one of them was also the principal of the school. There was only 1 computer in the entire school, and it was this ancient white box that everyone was so excited to be able to use once every couple of months. They would give everyone a 10-minute turn to be exposed to technology. I still remember that I spent my 10 minutes making a smiley face on Microsoft Word. It didn't have the resources they have here, but it made me appreciate education a lot more. For so many people, it's not something they can pursue because their parents need them at home or in the fields working. I learned how to read and write and speak Spanish more clearly at that school. Yet this elementary school education is not enough to go out into the world. But sadly, for many, their education stops there, where it simply never began. I grew up in Orange County. It's considered the most Republican area in California, as well as being racist and conservative. Racism was never singularly directed at me. I wasn't bullied for it, but I could see how this notion of simply being referred to as Mexican made most of the people of Mexican descent feel pushed aside. It wasn't that what anyone would say, but simply their expectations that you would fail or not be as high-achieving as the other students. Simply being part of a minority group, even more because I'm a woman, means I have to work twice as hard just to prove myself to people who have automatically assumed things because of my background. Throughout my high school life, I realized that at my high school, most of the Hispanic population ended up going to the local community college. It's something that felt predestined for many. I had friends that gave up their sophomore year just because if they were going to end up at Saddleback, they had no point in going the extra mile. They would justify their actions by saying, I'm going to community college, not some fancy college that cares about my grades. It made me realize that it made them give up on themselves. Early on, I made a promise to myself I would never consider it an option. Not because I felt it was below me or thought less of it, but because it meant I had given up on myself and my ambitions. The notion of going to college had become my life. I felt that if I failed, I would have been the biggest disappointment to anyone who have ever cared enough to help me in my educational endeavors. This fear drove me as well as my appreciation of being able to pursue my education. I wasn't going to let some petty stereotypes dictate how I did. Instead, I let them fuel me with the fear of what the alternative of my success could look like. It wasn't a life I wanted. I wanted that American dream, the house on the hill my avid middle school teacher talked about so passionately. I wanted to be more than someone's minimal expectation. I am the product of hardworking parents and a colorful culture. I am the first to go to a university in my family, as well as go somewhere out of my small town. Therefore, I keep striving because there's nothing holding me back, and there's no bigger loss than an opportunity you didn't take.